And Kathy Dawes now, along with Derek Jackson, and he's Director of Housing and Dining Services, Kansas State University. And I know that we've been talking quite a bit about WeFalled, the residence hall, and really the first time in several years that you've had this kind of thing go on.
You bet. It's 50 years since we built a new residence hall on campus, which has been a tremendous endeavor. And now I would say it's finished. We've been several phases of this project, but it's been a blessing. John Weefald's been involved early on. We got him in the construction zone, walking through the building, and the excitement that he had after he found out the building would be named in his honor has been tremendous. And throughout this process of working on the details of the event, it's been fun to hear his stories, be a part of the conversations with him, and listen to he lived K-State for 3 decades or more, and it's been fun to be part of it.
And he is one enthusiastic guy, too.
Absolutely.
I have to say, experiences working with him my earlier years here at K-Man, and he just has so much energy. Well, it is exciting, and I know you have a lot of important folks that will be in to take part in that ceremony, and we've been talking quite a bit about this the last couple of days, but let's remind people of what the plans are.
Sure. Saturday, April 1st, Open House Day, which was part of the plan, is that Open House brings a lot of visitors to K-State and a lot of returners. There's a lot of events related to the foundation and alumni. And so April 1st at 11 o'clock in the morning, we're going to do the dedication, which is basically a list of speakers that are going to be honoring Dr. Weefald, President Weefald. And then we're going to have a ribbon cutting and a reception. And we've done in the neighborhood of about 300 invited guests that John and others have kind of said, well, we need to make sure this person gets invited. And it's been fun to walk through that invited list, and then the speakers list it's been really a fun process to kind of list who's going to be able to be speaking and why are they speaking. And so it's going to be interesting on Saturday.
U.S. Senator Pat Roberts, I guess, will be there, and of course, obviously, former K-State President John Weefald, Pat Bosco taking part, Bill Snyder.
Yeah, it's quite a list.
Yeah,
what's been interesting is that Coach Dale Brown, who is the LSU retired men's basketball coach, is a boyhood friend, lifelong friend of John Weefald, and he's going to be one of our speakers as well. And then, as we've been walking through, Jim Kaufman, a former provost, is going to be one of our speakers, and a couple of regents, Dennis Mullen and former regent Clay Blair, are going to be speaking in as well. And we've also got a student, the first Hall Governing Board president of Weefald Hall, a student, a freshman, is going to be speaking, and she is we've been asking her about her experiences of being in the first class in a new residence hall and what's that been like. It's not been perfect. I mean, this building came down to the wire to be able to be opened, and so our students have been exceptionally malleable and patient with the process, and the landscaping took a long time to get out of the ground and going, and they've been in a super group, as well as our staff that have worked on the project. I mean, this includes a very large dining center as well, and it's phenomenal place, and I think if people come to the event, we made the decision yesterday that we're going to move the event indoors. Originally we were going to bat on the front steps, and we've got a nice patio, and because of the weather and the variability of the weather and not sure exactly whether we're going to get rain or not rain, we made the decision. We've got a large classroom conference space that will seat our guests. We're going to be able to get about 300 people in the space, which is about what we thought would be seated outside. The band's going to be there to play. John Weefald was a strong proponent of Dr. Trace and the marching band and their, impact on the K-State campus. So,
and we're talking about a structure, I guess, 540 students, and we definitely have had a student housing problem for a while at K-State. So
we've been short beds for a number of years, and we've done many things to try to squeeze people in, or actually even give people scholarships to leave and not be part of our communities. And so to have 540 more beds has been able to give us some latitude in helping incoming students and returning students find a place to live. We don't require students to live on campus, so it's a choice thing. And as we walk through the building process and the design, our students were really creative in their thoughts of what it would take to make community happen. That's what we do. And when we look at what our residence halls do, is it begins the life of a K-State student. We know most students are not going to live with us for their 4 or 5 years, but that first year is an important year of getting your feet set on the ground. You make your network, you meet your friends, you have a community of people that are there to care for you and support you, and those residence halls are instrumental in that. And then you supplement that with a really fabulous dining program. That's the kitchen table. Our students have, historically, they go to floor dinners. So they come in mass, 40, 50 at a time. And so our dining center has the ability to kind of keep pulling more chairs and more tables in. And it really is a fun part of our culture for campus living.
Well, I know we had talked several months ago about the dining experience and how that's changed through the years, and that will all be a part of this, I'm guessing.
That's right. People will be able to see this. We're going to be giving tours. For the invited guests, they're going to actually get a chance to sample some of the food down. We're going to have a reception, cookies and coffee and drinks afterwards for the public for this open house for the dedication. But the invited guests are John, and he comes regularly with his friends and family. We kind of given him the opportunity to come when he wants, and he can show up. And so tomorrow his brother and some of his family members are coming, and he's taken a strong interest in the students that live there. So several times in the last, probably about once a month, he'll meet with students from the hall and just talk with them, because I know he loves the student experience. And, from his point of wisdom and his point of leadership, what it takes to make a university run, I know our students have really valued him having an interest in their world. And so he'll come and just sit down, and he'll be there for several hours talking to students, and students will join. And, obviously in a new space, there's a lot to see and do, and it's kind of fun to be a part of.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all, knowing John Weefall, but what a wonderful experience for the students as well as John, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they've really kind of gravitated to mm-hmm. him. And some of the student leaders that know, it's a complex organization, a university, and how it all runs and makes sense and gives the experiences that propel students into the future is really it doesn't come easy.
Walk-in closets, study spaces, kitchenettes, lobbies on each floor. I mean, this is quite the structure.
Well, yeah. I mean, when we built our residence halls, most of the residence halls on K-State campus were built between 58 and 69. And those were very simple designs, very efficient, very made good use of the square footage. And a lot of you can go on any campus. Every campus has them that were built in that kind of that 10-year period when the boom was going after – kind of the World War II baby boomers kind of a deal. And there's not a lot of great spaces, study spaces and gathering spaces. So when we look at the design, and this was with our students and our architects, those students need a gathering place. This is, a point of emphasis for us is that community, because it's so easy to be a flat screen kind of a person, whether it's on your phone or, on your laptop or whatever. There's less and less reasons to be together, people together. Actually face-to-face and talking, and maybe as I've gotten older, I've kind of lamented the fact that kind of the changing generations. But the more that we can do, and it's happening. Dr. Bosco was telling a story to me the other day, and he popped into Weefall and about 10:30 one night, and it's just full of students, and they're gathering at the coffee shop. They're having a late-night snack. They're just being around with each other, and that he's like, Derek, it works. And I was like, I know, it's working. It's great. It's kind of fun.
Now, I noticed you mentioned to Aaron, who was just on prior to you, something about the coffee shop. Tell
That's
us
right.
about that.
So, there are certain things that are – coffee seems to be an elixir of gathering people together. It still baffles me because I'm not a coffee connoisseur, but people will pay a little bit extra for premium coffee. It's a good product, but we offer coffees and baked good and teas and smoothies, call all ice cream, and we make – milkshakes in the anytime that students want them, but a lot of times in the nice spring day, and we have really great seating that has an overlook, and it has some outdoor features as well where you can sit outside. And once again, it kind of goes in line with that. We want to drive community. We want people to be together in this area, and we also want to invite the public into it, because that's as I think about what may be wrong with higher education is we take a bunch of 18-year-olds and we put them in a building all by themselves. And we don't have a lot of the faculty in the adult world, the growner, more grown-up adult world, influencing them. So if we can invite the world into their environment, it kind of changes their view of the world. All you see is other 18-year-olds, kind of like going to the high school. You see all the high school students, and they're doing their thing. The college students do their thing. But the adults that can influence them, the faculty that are coming out of the classroom, coming over and having a cup of coffee with their students or with their colleagues and seeing their students walk by and be able to interact and kind of give them a wave and say, hey, I recognize you. That support means a lot to that student. That's something that matters in their world. And connecting students to things that matter, make them more successful at being a student.
We can all learn from each other, no doubt about right. that. And I did neglect to mention you're also Assistant Vice President for Student Life. And it's quite obvious you love what you're doing. The passion's quite obvious.
I've been blessed. It's been a good ride for me. I've been here many years.
Well, anything else at all about Weefald Residence Hall in particular before we move on? Maybe just we only have about 3 or 4 minutes left. But
you know, anybody can come anytime. We offer tours of any residence hall. You can just walk in the front door. So if you're in the public and you can't get to here on Saturday, or if it's, you know, it doesn't work right now, or you want to come back, bring your family, come back. Because I think there's a lot of interest in this building. When it was being built, we had some unique features. You'll see some things that will just kind of like, oh, wow. There were some challenges with this project. And that's my friend, one of the speakers, James Rediger, was the lead architect, was a student that lived in Goodnow. He's an architect student, was an RA. And this is his coming back 25 years later to help design. And the more challenges you have in the project, the better your design gets to be. And like one of the features is we're building this building right in the middle of the way of students walking from like Marlatt Hall over to engineering, because that's a lot of our students on the west side are engineering. And so we're sitting around trying to solve the problem, like how do we get the students through the community? And James was just, we were just kind of spitballing stuff. He says, what if we hung a bridge through the middle of the dining center? So literally, I'm like, oh, that's a great idea, because he solves a problem, but it gives you an advantage to be seen and see your friends down in the dining center. So we have a long bridge that walks right through the middle of the building that you can see down into the dining center. And once again, it was the challenge that created the solution, but the solution is much more grand, and it ties the other two buildings. Marlatt and Goodnow are also tied in with bridges now. I was talking to our dining director this morning for Kramer. She said, nobody came in wet the last several days. I mean, normally they'd have to run, do the dash between the buildings, and they'd come in dripping wet, and you know, then you get water all over the floor, and then before long you got slips and slides. But everybody's able to walk throughout the community without having to be out in the weather, which is just icing on the cake.
It has to be rewarding. I mean, you knew about all these things from the very beginning, and here it is.
Yeah, it's a long journey. If you're going to do this investment, and it's taken us about 4 years to get from initial concepts to finished project, and it felt long in the process. But now you look back, you're like, oh, that wasn't that long ago. I mean, we made a big difference in a short period of time, and now this building will be here for 50, 70, 100 years. It's pretty amazing.
Exactly. Well, anything else, less than a minute, that you want to share with folks and while you're here today? Everything else going well for you?
It's going well. It's a busy time of year. So our students are pressured, you know, at the end of the semester, open house, there's a lot of extra projects, and there will be extra emphasis on bringing your families in. And I think it's a great, great time. We're excited about the momentum that K-State has. President Myers has been a breath of fresh air to come in and kind of help stabilize the K-State leadership. And I know he's been working with the legislators, and we value education. And that's the, you know, as you listen to the debate about what matters in the state, and I would ask people to kind of support education in all forms, whether it's K-12 or higher education, because it makes a difference in people's lives. And Kansas State is still the number one choice of Kansas high school students. A lot of first-generation students, a lot of people that wouldn't be able to go long distance to school come to K-State, and I believe in the K-State product.
Well, thanks again, Derek Jackson, stopping by today, Assistant Vice President for Student Life and Director of Housing and Dining Services. And again, that big event coming up Saturday for Weefald Hall. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
Committee is diving into Russia's efforts to meddle in campaign 2016. We're live in Washington with CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Steve, the committee's top Democrat, Virginia's Mark Warner, says Russia used an army of paid internet trolls and bots to spread fake news to